Hello, my name is Maddie and I am 18 years old. Today is February 23rd, 2023, and I am speaking with Heidi, who is my mother. I am recording this interview in South Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Like, how much detail? I mean, I don't know. The day I found out I was pregnant with my first child.
Okay.
It was pretty exciting. We wanted a baby and finally found out we were having one.
Okay. What's your favorite memory of me?
The day you were born.
Okay. What are you proudest of in life?
My children.
Okay. If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which would it be? Hard question.
It is a hard question. One memory for the rest of it. I mean, you try and keep them all.
What do you want?
Suppose the birth of both of my children.
Do you have any regrets in your life?
Many.
Do you want to elaborate?
Not doing my best at my first year of college. Not having the best relationships with my best relationship with my dad when he passed.
Okay. How would you like to be remembered?
As a strong, independent person.
Strong, independent woman. Is there anything you've never told me but want to tell me now?
No.
No?
Okay. I share a lot with you.
Yeah, you do. What was I like as a baby? Do you remember a time when I made you real angry?
You were a great baby.
I was a great baby. What about as a child?
I don't know. I think you were a pretty good kid, to be honest. When you were a teenager, by 10 years old, you were terrible. Your mouth.
How has being a parent changed you? What were you most surprised by?
How's it changed me?
Yeah.
I enjoyed being home. Everything I do for the two of you. Everything I do is for the two of you. How has it changed me? I work harder at everything I do because I want to set a good example.
Okay. What were the hardest moments when I was growing up?
The first boyfriend. Honestly, this year. Everything about this year.
This year's hard.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay. If you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
No.
No?
I'd still be an overprotective parent.
Yeah, you're crazy. What are your dreams for me?
To be successful, to be happy.
You want me to have that two-story house I've always dreamed of?
You can have that two-story house, but I'm staying on the first floor, so you better have a bedroom there for me.
Are you proud of me?
Always.
Always? Aww. What was one of the worst things you ever did as a kid? Are you a perfect child?
No. Gosh. So many. I mean, I wasn't a terrible child. Smoking,
okay. What did you think your life would be like when you were older? Has your life turned out different than you imagined?
I never thought I'd have kids. But my career path is exactly where I thought. I knew I'd get married someday. Kids was the only different thing.
So you always wanted to be a teacher?
Yes, since third grade.
Okay, can you tell me about being a teacher?
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. But it's rewarding, too. I mean, right now, my job has me in a position where I get to see the best out of kids. They get to see all the growth that they're making. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Can you tell me about how you ended up in your line of work?
No, my third grade teacher was pretty amazing, and so I wanted to be a teacher because of her.
That's cute. Do you like your job?
I do. You do? All of them.
All of them. You got a lot. What do you think? Oh, you already answered that. If you could do anything else for work, what would you do and why?
I don't know. I mean, I every one of my jobs is different, I guess. Customer service may be my thing, but I can't imagine anything else I want to do.
So you're very happy with how you ended up?
I am.
That's good. That's very good. Can you describe a time where you felt especially satisfied with the work you do?
This year has been an incredible year because my job changed and because I'm working with the kids that are really struggling with reading, and the growth I'm seeing this year with the students I work with is incredible, and I get to hear it from a lot of people how the kids I'm working with really have the strategies they need to become readers. So it's because of me, and that makes me feel good.
It's good to hear, Mom. All right, that's all the questions I had for you. Bye. Oh, you didn't high-five me very well. Say bye.
Bye.